Well, I think we got a very important football game for our team coming up this week, and we're anxious to get back and get started. Obviously, to me, 7-5 is a whole lot better than 6-6, and that's what we're shooting for. And you know, we got to get refocused and get out there and get ready to play. No school this week, so maybe that'll help us. And hopefully, we can get a few guys back who might be banged up right now. But you know, again, we'll 14 weeks, long time to be at it, and injuries are starting to mount up a little bit, but hopefully we can get some people well and ready to go.
Bobby, you guys have been relatively fortunate, I guess, on the injury front of until the last couple of weeks,
yeah, probably have. You know, we've had a few that were out early in the year and were out for a long time. You knew they weren't going to come back, Dalron Speed, and you know, you knew it would be a long time before they came back. And then some like John Cole and I forgot who else. Brandon Bryant, you know, out for the year. You know, you knew those guys were going to be not gone and not available. But overall, probably been very fortunate until this past week. Not, obviously not. You weren't very fortunate. Bad question you asked somebody?
Didn't move quick enough. What's the difference between Chris Nixon against Kentucky and Chris against Tennessee? Is it the better defense, and what's your plan going into the next quarterback?
Probably defense has got something to do with it, but you know, everything is never as it seems, and it's never, everything is never one person's fault, and you know, you just got to temper that with exactly what happened. Chris could have probably made some better decisions and executed a little bit better, but you know, Chris has the capabilities of doing a lot of things. You know, right now, you know, Mac played well. You know, you're probably looking at playing him, but he's got a sore knee, so you know, we got to keep all of our options open. And you never say never.
Is it almost frustrating to you to have to kind of weigh that week to week? Is it almost guessing who's going to be better on a particular
No,
team?
It's not almost frustrating.
How have you guys done dealing with losses this year, and is this one any more difficult for any reason to deal with?
Well, to me, they're all the same. I mean, you got 12 regular season games you're going to play. You know, you got 12 chances to go out and perform. And, you know, we've been good most of the time. I didn't think we played very well against Tennessee. But, you know, when you get into 12-week season, you never know what's going to happen. And I think Tennessee had a lot to do with that.
You had mentioned how quiet it's going to be here on campus this week. Do you look forward to this sort of week? Is it a rare opportunity to have almost sole attention on what's going on?
Well, you know, you can't do a whole lot different because the coaches spend almost all of their time Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday planning. And then you bring the players in later in the afternoon to go over what you've learned and what you're trying to teach them in the game plan. That will give them an opportunity to come over here and maybe get some treatment and watch some film on their own and lift weights easier than they do during school. So, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a difference.
Of course, the running game has been such a strength for you guys this year. This was not this past week. You look at the tape, what went wrong with the running game on Saturday?
Well, we didn't block well enough. We got our first team tailback hurt, and, you know, those things don't help you. And when you don't throw it effectively, you know, it gives them a chance to be setting for the run, and you know, all those things occurred.
What is the update on Hawkins at this point?
He will not play against Wake Forest.
That said, how do you approach Wake from a running game standpoint?
Well, we have no choice. We're going to have to get, you know, Jeff Jennings and Kennard Reeves and Gaston Miller and Ryan Van Rensburg ready to play. We're not going to play with 10.
you seen some flashes out of Gaston? Looks like over the last couple of weeks he's been able to get on the field and get some things done.
He's done some things. You know, he's going to have his opportunities this week. We're anxious to see what he's going to do with them.
How much talk will there be to buy you to your players now? 86 wins is going to get us this kind of bowl. 7, this bowl. How much do you discuss the options?
Nah, because I don't know what the options are. Nobody knows what the bowl situation is going to be until it happens. And, you know, I'm thinking about Wake Forest and what we got to do to get ready for them. And I think you ought to have plenty of motivation just because you have a game this week and you want to get 7 wins and see what that takes you. And we'll let all that sort out later.
When you articulate the difference between 6 and 7, it's obviously one game, but it's more than one game. What are some of the things to talk about to them? Why 7 is a lot better than 6 and 8?
The obvious reasons, yeah. You know, you want to have a winning record, not an even record. You know, just you don't want to be average. You want to be above average. You know, probably 10,000 reasons you can talk about it, but you know, chances are you may not get a better bowl. I don't know. You know, pick one. Or two or three or four.
With the great success you had early, with that comes expectations being raised, and then they have a game like Saturday. Does that make it more difficult to deal with for your team and you as a coach?
No, sure doesn't. You know, a loss is a loss, and no matter what happened the first year, you know, if we'd have lost them all and then started winning and then lose this one, no. As a coach and a player, you're a competitor. You want to win every game. You want to play well in every game. No matter when it comes on your schedule, no matter what happened the week before, what are you doing next week? It's this week.
You encouraged by what you saw of George Smith Saturday?
Yeah. I mean, George, he needs to step up. He's a fifth-year senior or sixth-year senior. He needs to step up and make those kind of plays.
Bobby, as much as a goal has been a goal for this program, has it been over-focused, over-talked? Do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, in what way? I don't understand.
I mean, has there been too much talk about it, you know, outside of you guys?
I don't know. All I know is what was talked about by us guys. So I don't know what outside of us guys. So I don't know.
The senior class, you know, for years, for 10 years, I've been hearing guys saying they wanted to be the class to do it. A lot of great players have come through here, Zolman, Cutler, a lot of those guys. Can you talk about a couple of the seniors that have been through all this and finally were the guys to get it over the hump?
Well, you know, I think they're taking a lot of pride in that, but I don't think they want to be, you know, known as just the bowl team. You know, they want to go ahead and win 7 or try to win 8 if we can. And, you know, I don't think they're satisfied. But, you know, you look at them and you see, of course, you think about George and all the things he's been through. And Rashard Langford started every game. He's, you know, been able to start. And, you know, those guys are pretty special. And Jeff Jennings overcomes a, you know, a really bad knee injury in 2005 and has come back, and you know, he'll be the first to admit he's not like he was in 2005, but it hadn't stopped him from trying to help our football team win. And you know, just get story after story, and you appreciate what they've done. And you know, nobody believed that this senior class was going to be the senior class to get Vanderbilt to the bowl. You know, everybody assumed it would be when Jay Cutler was a senior, when Chris Nixon, I mean, it's Chris Williams and Jonathan Goff and Marcus Bugs and Curtis Gatewood, who are all playing in the NFL now, were on the team. So, you know, you got to take your hat off to these seniors because they've accomplished a great deal.
Wake gave you a tough time last year. How much have you looked at them so far? Do they present a lot of the same challenges as a year ago?
We look at them a lot. That's, you know, that's what we do, and, you know, they do. You know, I think, you know, Wake Forest plays a lot of close games just like we have, and probably had some they could have won, probably had some they could have lost. just like we, you know, same records. But they're very sound. They do good things offensively and defensively. They make you prepare for everything. You know, they got some good players. Riley Skinner, I think, is just a very efficient quarterback and will hurt you if you let him. You know, Bolden, wide receiver, I think, is a really good player. Alfonso Smith at corner, you know, just, you know, a disaster waiting to happen for the offense. You know, he's very opportunistic and does a great job. And then Aaron Curry, I'm really impressed with him at linebacker. Now, he's terrorized just about every team they've played.
What do you attribute being pretty darn good on the road this year? I mean, not really chased by much.
We don't have a secret formula, or we don't do anything special. You know, maybe, you know, it's just us together in there, you know, getting on a plane or on a bus, and, you know, maybe focus a little more. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I don't think anybody can. You can guess.
You mapped out what the schedule's going to be beyond Saturday yet? Or?
No, because I don't know what bowl we're playing in, and different ones have different reporting days, and, you know, you got to sort of go backwards. But we've gotten work on several scenarios that may occur, and we're working on that. And Brian Reese does a great job with our football operations, and David Williams already had a bowl committee formed before all this happened, and, you know, they're working on it, so, you know, we're getting prepared.
Are you able to practice next week?
Well, I don't think after playing for 12 games in 14 weeks that it would be great to come out and practice next week. We need a little time off. We'll probably practice the weekend after next week. And then exams are going to be a huge thing to schedule around. You know, that's extremely important for us. And you've got to be careful to make sure we give our guys adequate time to not only take the exams, but to prepare for the exams. And you know, that's something you just don't mess with. So we'll probably have to wait until after the exams to get back on the practice field. And, you know, Christmas comes in there. If you can, you want to let them go home for Christmas. If, you know, reporting date's going to be around Christmas. And, you know, all those factors are different in each one of those bowls that we're eligible to go to.
You said that Jeff hasn't been the same since 05, and I guess with obvious reason,
Just a little bit different. I mean, I don't think it's major, but, you know, it's certainly, you know, a long, hard row he had to hoe, you know, to get back. You know, I think he's close to being where he was, but, you know, it wasn't immediate. You know, it just wasn't, you know, you just don't come off with that thing and say, hey, I'm ready to go the next year. Well, he didn't play the next year. Redshirted him in 2006, and then he played 2007, now he's playing for us. Of course, in 2008, I'm not saying he's not as good. I'm just saying it was not immediate recovery. And, you know, he's put in an awful lot of hard work for us.
More questions?
Of course.
Do you guys have any special plans,
eating
plans for Thanksgiving Day?
We do. We're going to eat, excuse me, we're going to practice together on Thursday morning, and then we'll eat Thanksgiving dinner right here with Majid Nouri, Magic, our chef, preparing it for us, and we'll eat in the Hendricks room. We've invited any families of our players who want to join us to come over, and I think a lot of the in-town guys, parents are going to come, or families are going to come. And then the non-travel squad will be free to go home after practice on Thursday, but the obviously the travel squad's got to get ready to go to Winston-Salem on Friday morning. So we'll have a very fine meal, believe me, on Thursday. It's one of the tops. No, you cannot come.
One more question?
You're a stuffing guy or a turkey guy? How do you go on that?
Turkey and stuffing, yeah. My mother used to make great stuff. My sister does it now. So.
Thank you very much, Coach.
All right, thank y'all.